My guest at this time is Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia. He's also a director of UVA's Center for Politics. We want to get his thoughts now as the Republican presidential hopefuls for 2012 have just completed the most significant debate yet on their path towards the nomination. Larry, we always turn to you after major events like this. For the most part, the big intrigue here was Rick Perry's first debate. Some say he was a little rusty. Others say he didn't blow up, and so that means it's a win for him since he's the front runner. How do you read it?
I read it as being basically a plus for Perry for the nomination. He left, unfortunately for him, some skeletons that will come back to haunt him in a fall general election if, in fact, he's the Republican nominee. Of course, you can always clean the skeletons away if you are skillful enough, and Perry has been the longest-serving governor of Texas and is currently the longest-serving consecutive governor serving in the 50 states. So he must know politics. He must know how to do these things. In any event, I thought he did reasonably well. It wasn't a stellar performance, but he did as well as any of the other major candidates, and we're down to two, apparently, if you look at the media coverage.
It seems to be not only from the coverage, but also the percentage of questions fired out there to the eight candidates last night. It seems like the bulk certainly went to Perry and Mitt Romney. In terms of Romney, for the most part, in the previous debates, he kind of acted like the front runner, keeping his focus on President Obama rather than trying to fend off attacks from his Republican rivals. Now, of course, he finds himself in second place in national polls and in most states other than New Hampshire. So he was a little feistier. How did he come off to you?
Romney positioned himself well as the fallback candidate. He knows he's no longer the front runner. He wasn't comfortable in the role to begin with. He knew that he had never exceeded 30% in a national poll. He'd always been in the 20s or the teens. That is not an indication of a strong front runner. When you're the front runner, you're the target for everybody. Well, last night, while he got some attacks from several candidates, Perry got far more than Romney did. That was a relief to Romney. And second, Romney was a little bit looser because the pressure's off in a sense. The pressure's never off as long as you're running for president and you're one of the two top candidates. But the pressure was off compared to earlier debates. So I thought he did all right. I think he has, as I said, positioned himself to be the nominee if Perry makes too many gaffes or if Republicans get nervous that Perry cannot beat Obama in a general election. And if Perry is too far to the right and people can see that poll after poll after poll says that Obama will beat Perry but lose to Romney, well, that's exactly what Romney hopes. That's what he wants. That's what the doctor ordered for the former Massachusetts governor.
Not long ago, Larry, there was considered to be a three-candidate top tier, and that included Michelle Bachmann right after she won the Iowa straw poll. A lot of folks now saying that that's probably not the case anymore. Some say that she just didn't get enough questions. Others say she didn't engage when she had opportunities to. How did you read what she did on Wednesday night?
For a while there, I honestly thought that the sponsors, MSNBC and Politico, had simply selected some audience members to be on the stage to watch the two candidates, Romney and Perry, debate. So you can have some sympathy for Michelle Bachmann. Like some of the other candidates, she was virtually ignored for a good part of that debate. Having said that, when she got the floor, she didn't do much with it. Part of it's not her fault. She is a victim of those two great physical forces, gravity and inertia. They're pulling her back to earth. And there just doesn't seem to be anything she can do about it. Once Perry entered, he ended up taking most of the Tea Party support away from her. So my guess is she can stay in as long as she wants, but I don't see how she becomes the nominee at this point.
Well, Larry, you've been a moderator of political debates before. I don't know if you've ever had eight candidates on a stage at one time, but
never.
which probably makes it a little more sane in trying to herd the cats up there. But in terms of the role of the moderators, obviously you have candidates that are considered more viable than others, and so it makes sense that they would want them to have more to say to the American people. On the other hand, you have eight candidates up there running for president. So how do you balance out the way the time should be allotted?
Oh, that's a great question, and truly there's no good answer. If you divide up the time evenly, you lose a lot of your audience because they're not going to sit there without grazing, without channel surfing through the candidates who don't stand a chance of being the presidential nominee. That's just a fact. I understand why they did what they did. But I think it's also true that Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul, who after all finished a close second in the Ames straw poll, probably should have been drawn into the debate a bit earlier than they actually were. And that did lessen, if not the legitimacy of the debate, then certainly the support the debate got from some of the, quote, minor candidates, unquote, supporters.
Larry, exit question here. As we get closer and closer to Iowa, it's still several months away here. It's February, I think, when the Iowa caucus rolls around. But as we get closer, how important is this debate compared to the ones we've already had? And obviously they'll get more important as we get going. But are we into the serious season now?
This absolutely began the serious season because you had Perry there. You have essentially the real candidates unless Sarah Palin jumps in. And look, people already know her. They're going to have a lot of information about her. This was critical because Perry was there and the other candidates got a chance to react to him. Some of those sound bites will be recycled in TV ads that the Republican candidates will air against Perry during the primary process, and you will also see him in the general election if Perry is the nominee against Obama.
Very interesting. Larry, so many more of these to go, and Iowa gets closer and closer every day. Thanks, as always, for your time.
And we'll be watching everyone, as always. Thank you, Greg.
You bet. Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia. He's also director of UVA's Center for Politics. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.